Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5.0 out of 10 dining experience, the objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. Friend of the Doughboys, Marissa Pinson and John Glover were the most recent guests as they reviewed Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many Costco hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Damn, I wish I was on that episode. I'd crush that. Head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast, FINEDININGPODCAST, and click B's giveaway to enter a giveaway for an all expenses paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current front runner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you could watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th episode. Disclaimer, $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee gift card. I love doing those fast read disclaimer things. Go give Fine Dining a listen, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your host, John Gabrus, your boy, the number one fuck boy, the number one fuck boy, the number one fuck boy. What's up? Oh, God, I just choked on my own saliva. Remember those Budweiser commercials? What's up? That shit's real. Bring it back, bud. Joining me in the High and Mighty studios today is your friend, my friend, Howard Kramer, master of summer, here to talk to me about summer, or as we pronounce it, summer.
Summer!
Howard, thank you so much for coming to the High and Mighty Studios and sitting on the Arthur couch and discussing this with
me. It's great to be around with your dog, Arthur, and hey, shitheads, how you doing? Does that feel good? I feel like a lot of times on Twitter or even on my podcast, I gotta be nice.
Oh, see, for me, I mean shitheads in an endearing way. The way it started was when I first started trying to do stand-up, I said it would be a fun game for myself if I walk out, scream, "What's up, shitheads," to the crowd and then have to win them back.
Right.
It would be like, yeah, it would be like running with a weighted vest on.
Right.
So that's how I started getting into like my first 8 minutes.
I like it because stand-up's not hard enough.
I know.
Make it hard.
But for me as like a longtime improviser and a terrible writer, it's like more fun for me to be like, all right, let's see the chemistry of the room and turn into like a social experiment.
Right. I'm actually like that too, even though I do have jokes. I'm always way more interested in just the dynamic that's being created now. Naturally in the room somehow.
Yeah, like why am I performing for this room right now specifically? Yeah. Yep. Howard, on High and Mighty, one thing we do is I ask my listeners to rate me 5 stars on iTunes and then roast me in the comments. And if they do both of those, I'll read them on the air. So if you're cool with that, I'm going to run through a couple of these before we get into talking about
summer. I like that idea, by the way.
Yeah, it's a great way to like force people to give you 5 stars.
You get the goose. You're like an Uber driver. Like,
yeah,
you can berate the guy and just like yeah. run
it's
him
like
all
Dick's
dirt.
Yeah, look, I'm gonna give you 5 stars no matter what you say to me in this car ride. Okay, right. Fair.
Hey, I'm gonna be racist the whole time back here, but I'm gonna give you 5. Okay, buddy. No
okay,
problem.
Buddy. I'll take it. I just want a promotion. All right, so here we go. This is from someone named Senator Grapefruit. John Grabus, a.k.a. Ravioli Biceps, is basically a talking whoopee cushion. All right. Yeah. Ravioli Biceps.
I saw him at the RNC last night.
Senator Grapefruit?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Senator Grapefruit. We need to make America grapefruit again.
What state is he from?
He's got to be from, is it
Florida,
California or Florida?
California. Wait, California Grapefruit. Florida Grapefruit, which sounded right.
They both sound, I'm thinking California raisin, Florida raisin. Florida orange, but
Florida
I'm assuming
orange.
Maybe grapefruits are so nearby that they would be there.
Maybe so. Well, where do we, Hawaii, grapefruit?
Oh, that could be, no, that seems wrong.
Pineapple,
yeah. It's either California or Florida, right? Yeah. California grapefruit sounds like something in my head. Ruby red grapefruit definitely sounds like something. That is something.
I couldn't think of what other. It wouldn't be like Louisiana.
It's certainly not Georgia grapefruits. So another thing you'll notice is that they always say my name wrong in the podcast description because that's like a little fun dig.
Oh, to be like gay boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of make fun of me. John Gabris gets a... This is from Trevelations. John Gabris gets a lot of guff, but the man's a hero. When he was a lifeguard in Long Island, he saved a lot of lives. He put more salty, sun-damaged Italians on their backs than Vitti Guadagnino. John's got a killer deadlift, too. Soon he'll reach his goal of 600 pounds when a forklift carries his bloated corpse out of a hole cut in the bedroom wall. Oh, like what's eating Gilbert Grape. Gabris swallowed more than one snake after a rugby drink up. He took down more weak side wingers than Jonah Lomu. And believe me, they were all blacks. Wow. John's not just a jock, though. He likes science fiction and fantasy, too. He even calls his dick Ned Stark because he hasn't seen his head in 5 years.
I mean, this is like a straight up roast.
This is a straight up roast. And this is from someone who knows a lot about me. They know I played college rugby. They know I was a lifeguard. They know. I mean, I talk. It's my podcast, so I talk too much shit about myself.
Right.
But that was researched.
Hey, well, I will out you because I'm seeing right here in your studio, you've got a pink rugby ball there.
Yeah, from Lestat of France. I have a French rugby ball. It was a wedding gift from a friend.
Okay, because he was saying you were like chugging snakes after a...
That's a true story, that I ate a dead snake.
Oh, I thought it was like they're trying to say gay jokes.
Oh, I sucked a handful
jokes.
Of cocks in college.
I think. Okay.
One handful, all which right. is two. I sucked a few dicks is what I was just about to really pick up with. I did eat a dead snake after a rugby match one time in
like
college.
Like, just you just found somewhere?
Someone found it in the parking lot of the bar we were partying at. I used to be that guy.
I don't... You used to be.
I'm still a little bit like that
guy. I feel like I could get you to do that in an hour.
Yeah. I feel like I will die on a dare.
Yeah.
Zach Woods one time said... When I was way younger, when he was coaching an improv group of mine, he said, Gabris, I feel like you're going to die in such a good-natured way. Like, saying, like, hey, guys, check this out.
Hell yeah. This would be funny.
Yeah. I'll take that as a compliment. All right.
Don't go to the zoo. I don't want to see you at the zoo.
I don't want to go to the zoo either. It's too high risk these days.
Yeah.
All right. This is from Sonic Rules. The perfect podcast if you enjoy the feeling of the blood vessels in your head popping from the pressure of lard and mayonnaise rushing into your ear canals. Grotesque Jonah the Whale talks grossly overeating as well as other pointless, asinine topics that are sure to infect listeners with feelings of dread and misery. Observe how human garbage pile and failed comedian John Gabris is continuously stagnating by being a fat stoner who loves greasy deli sandwiches. Makes me ashamed to be a Long Islander. It makes me ashamed to be a Long Islander or human to know I have to share things with this wide load.
No.
5 stars, huge fan.
5 stars, huge fan. Come see you live. Buy your album.
I think that's a holdover from the Comedy Bang Bang fans who like shit on something and then say, amazing show, 5 stars.
Do they do that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea. I have no idea who my listeners are. I think they're just an assorted group
of
shit. How
long have you been doing this podcast?
This will be almost a year, I think. I think I'm at like 40 weeks or 45 weeks.
Okay, so you got like... They know you pretty good.
They know me pretty good. There's a few listeners. I get similar tweets from the same group of people. Do you get that a lot on Chartists? Like,
oh, God, yeah. I'm starting to think there's only 8 people that follow me on Twitter.
Right, and you like know their names, but you're like, I'm not going to follow these guys back.
Yeah, or like, yeah, well, yeah, and I can't fave every time you say something. But yeah, it's great to have them. I wish there were some other ones, too.
Now there are choppers circling my house right now.
Jesus, what's going on?
That's the curse of living in West Hollywood. Once, you know, every other night there's fucking choppers.
This is
circling.
Prime chop. I have a friend who was a cop. He's like a mogul, but he was a cop for fun. We've had him on Who Charted. And he was saying, yeah, he recovered a gun. There was a shooting up on Crescent Heights, and then they came. It was actually... You know, it was down that way, not Crescent Heights. But they turned down here, and then right by the improv, underneath a parked car's tire, he recovered the murder weapon.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. He's told me. I mean, there's so much going on over here on a daily basis.
That we don't even hear about.
I mean, when I see him, he would just tell me all this. I go, I don't want to hear anymore. Because, like, I have this idea that I'm, like, semi-safe over here. So much shit.
Do you live around here? Do you live near me?
I live by Meltdown.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not too far. Not too far. There's a big pokey gym over there.
That's the Pokey Gym. I never saw such an immediate, I mean, I went and hung out at Meltdown, and it was just like overnight all of a sudden. Just every single person with a cell phone was there, and you go, hey, you playing Pokemon Go? And they're like, uh-huh.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just looking at Twitter or Tinder or whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
Thrinder.
Here,
are you on Thrinder?
I'm on is that the one for looking for unicorns?
No, that's for threesomes.
Threesomes. Oh, sorry. I just learned this week, and I'm very excited to throw around terminology. A unicorn is a bisexual person.
Oh,
that goes into threesomes.
What if you're straight that goes into lesbian threesomes?
Okay, that's fair. Is it still a lesbian threesome if a dude gets involved?
I don't know.
He's only allowed to eat girls out in that one. No pee-pees allowed. Strictly lesbo.
I just use it because I don't have, what's that list for errands and stuff?
Angie's List?
Yeah, I don't have that, so I just use Thrinder.
So you get two people to come over your house and paint your house?
Yeah, you need a plumbing guy? All right, let me go on Thrinder.
You get like a married couple to come over and you cuck the guy into doing your plumbing for you?
Exactly. I'm going to strap this on, and you just do what you got to do with it.
What a specific relationship. Uh-huh. All right, here's the last one. This is from Jane Gabro. Jeff Garbage got himself a podcast. Hey, you know the fat guy from Guy Code? You don't? It's on channel 976. Well, this unknown hack has decided that the world should be punished by making us listen to him cough, laugh, and talk over his guests for an hour every week. If you like listening to morbidly obese Long Island tool bags reminisce about the good old days that never were, this is your type of podcast. Luckily, either lung, heart, or liver cancer will take this guy from us soon. 5 out of 5. Love the show. Listen every week.
What was the Jeff Garbage? Is that a name you got?
Yeah, that's just
I like that.
People really like to bastardize John Gabris because then they think.
I thought it was like Earl Sweatshirt.
I mean, that's a
Jeff
cool.
Garbage.
Jeff Garbage is my rap name. It's part of my. I'm part of a collective.
Yeah.
Howard, thanks for doing the reviews with me.
I had a great time doing that. I think. People look for connection online, and I think that they get to treat you like a friend or an older brother. It's like, this is what...
This will help. This will make them feel happy, yeah. I wanted to have you on the podcast after I did a recent episode of Who Charted. We were both talking about summer. This happened about a year ago, the first time I was on Who Charted. By the way, if you're listening to my podcast but not listening to Who Charted, you're missing out.
Jesus, what are you doing?
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing? Shut this off, download Who Charted, and never listen to my podcast again.
There's room for us all, but if you have to pick one, go
yeah, please pick Howard's. we have a decent amount in common because we talked a lot about how much we love summer. And I truly try to live the year-round summer life. And moving to L.A. has certainly helped that.
Oh, God,
moving to California over New York has certainly helped that.
I was thinking that today because I was like, by the summer, have a summer mythology. We're like halfway through because we say Occupy June.
Yeah.
Use that as complete summer. So then I was thinking, well, that means we're halfway done because it's June, July, August. But then I'm like, who am I kidding? It's going to be blazing hot here in October.
Yeah, and September is a great month for the beach because June you get the gloom a little,
right?
And September is where September is August the sequel.
Ooh, I like that.
September is August 2.
Right. It's like we're just gonna re up and just act it's
second
July
August.
Again. Second August. That's a good one.
Another podcast I listen to called The Great Debates, which is a great podcast. They have a thing called Long June, where they believe June starts the Friday of Memorial Day weekend and ends the Monday after 4th of July weekend. They call it Long June.
Wow, but wait a minute. That means you're having 4th of July, which is a big milestone of summer.
Yeah.
You're having that and you're acting like it's June?
Yeah, that's the end of, June is a big celebratory month.
Ah, I see what you mean.
So they make June like a 36
It's like a festival.
Day. Yes.
So it goes from holiday to holiday.
From holiday to holiday and keep that June attitude alive the whole time.
Okay, so then when July 4th is over, then they go, okay, it's July?
It's July
now. These are settled into July. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. I thought you might like that. When did the summer love start for you?
Oh,
summer lovin' happened so fast. Summer lovin' had me a blast.
Maybe right there with the movie Grease. in 1978.
I did love Grease when I was a kid when I first saw it.
I saw it live in the theater as a very small child.
I saw it on Broadway twice.
Oh, wow. I did. I saw it on Broadway. But do you remember? I don't know if you remember. Well, you probably don't, because did you see it? You were too young to see it at the theater.
I was too young to see it at the theater.
Anyway, they had a tribute to Lynyrd Skynyrd before Grease, because Lynyrd Skynyrd had crashed their plane like the year before.
Where was this? What theater?
Just in whatever you'd go to see it at the movie theater
in New Jersey.
In
that theater. Sorry.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm picturing like you're going to see it at like some independent theater in like downtown Manhattan.
And Lynyrd Skynyrd.
And the Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute.
I'm horrible at stories, by the way.
So you went to go see Grease in the movie theaters, and they had a Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute like trailer ahead of
it? Like 15 minutes or something. It was heavy as a little kid, because it's like I kind of knew the band. They had one like hit that was on my radar, and then you're just hearing them about them being dead already. You're like, oh, I like these guys. Oh, they're dead.
That's intense, because Grease is such like a bubblegum, silly, fun, like,
yeah,
all right, kids, let's sing along to Grease. Right. Beauty school dropout. But right before, it's like, people have died.
Basically. It's
Jesus.
Like when that before Finding Dory, they had that Pantera tribute.
Yeah, about Dimebag, whatever his name.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say Diamond Dallas Page, but that guy's a wrestler / yoga instructor.
Oh, he does yoga too?
Yeah, DDP yoga is huge now.
He has like a
yoga company.
In Texas?
I don't know. Is he from Dallas?
I don't know. That's his name, right?
Yeah. These choppers are still circling, and if you're hearing that on the if you're hearing that as a listener, I'm sorry, but we don't have much of a choice.
So when you hear those at night, right?
Terrifying.
Because you think, I'm out here walking around. Like if you're outside, you're like the guy they're looking for could be 10 feet away from me.
Yes,
that's what the choppers always made me think.
Terrifying. One time my wife was out walking the dog and the chopper was super low, and she's like, this is so weird. And then from an announcement from the chopper, it said, get back in your houses.
Oh no.
How terrifying is that?
That's complete martial law. That's exactly what you would think is going to happen.
Right. That's like some Escape from New York shit.
Yeah. Or next year stuff.
Oh yeah. Or 27. Or it's a predictive of what 2017 is going to be
like. Or late November 2016.
So what's inspired your love of summer? What was Howie Kramer like as a child? Were you a little summer? As a kid, summer has you kind of lose the connotation of summer once you graduate, because summer always means no school.
Right. That figures heavily into this.
That figures heavily, of course.
Yeah. Because I remember when it dawned on me, hey, you don't get a summer as an adult. Like, you just got to work straight through. And I just thought, I don't want to go to that place. I don't want to.
That's bullshit.
That's worse than what I got now.
I have my brother and his wife are both teachers.
Yeah.
And I fucking am envious as all hell that
they have
2 full months of summer off.
Yeah. But then when fall hits, it hits them harder than anybody.
Yeah, that's the ultimate Sunday blues, as my brother likes to call it.
Back to school again. That's rough.
Remember how hard back to school was when you were a kid and all you had to do was go back and see your friends and do some fucking math?
Right.
Imagine back to school for a teacher who's been just fucking enjoying 2 months off. And it's like, now I got to start getting up at 6 a.m. and kids got to... I feel bad.
And you got your eye... Because you knew what kids you're getting. You could keep your eye on them the whole year before.
Oh, right. You're like, this motherfucker. I heard him. My friend teaches second grade, says she's a nightmare.
Right. And now she's a year older
now
and wiser.
Now she's in my class.
She's got the
A little
net.
Tougher. Even more firmed up from a summer of playing outside. She's ready to fucking attack.
She's like a virus, so resistant to antibiotics.
She's only gotten stronger.
Smart. They say viruses may be coming to an end. Did you see that? Or that antibiotics may be coming to an end.
Really?
That there's just no way anymore to keep up with them. So it'll just be like, there won't be antibiotics.
Oh, okay. So we'll just have diseases?
Yeah, just
is
like
that what they're saying?
It's like,
where'd you see this news, bro?
It was on Facebook. It looked like a legit article.
I had no time to follow up and read anything.
I didn't see what the source was. But it does remind me of like, oh, we're not going to get a summer when we're adults. Oh, now we're not going to get antibiotics. Like, it just keeps getting worse.
It just, things keep changing. That was a brutal, how did you, all right, so before we go into the end of summer.
Oh yeah.
What were you doing summers as a child that made you say, we got to keep this alive even into my 30s and beyond.
So I guess, like, I just always loved it. We'd go to the beach in New Jersey.
We'll take this moment to Bradley Beach. Bradley Beach in New Jersey.
Well, I'm from Mattawan, inland, but my grandmother lived in Bradley, so that's where we'd go to the beach.
And I'm from this, if you're listening to this podcast, and I'm about to surprise you by saying I'm from Long Island, but I'm from the South Shore of Long Island. We'd go to Jones Beach, and it was like, we went every single day. My dad worked nights, like 3 to 11. Yeah. So we went every day from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Oh, that's great.
Unless it rained, then we went to the mall.
Then
we saw Terminator 2 and got to play in the arcade, play the Dungeons & Dragons arcade game.
All right, I guess I can allow it. You got to spend some outdoors.
Yes.
But it's okay if it rains. No, I was just like, I loved it and everything, but it wasn't until actually 2009 became, not that I love some.
That was the year you graduated high school?
Yeah, that's when I graduated high school, and it all just was just perfectly crystallized on graduation night. I said, I'm the summer guy.
You wore a Hawaiian shirt underneath your gown and said, fuck it. Yeah. Going forward, I'm this guy.
Yeah. I know who I am. Let's go, life.
What happened in 2009? So talk me through. I feel like a therapist.
So, I was, summer 2009 came. And I didn't have a job out here. Okay, so there was sort of a mental breakdown happening. But at the same time, I was saying, you should go to the beach. You should have a summer. And then I was like, nah, you got to work. You got to get something done. No, it was just a debate I kept having in my mind all day, like almost every day. Like, I should just, it's summer. I should go to the beach.
Let's talk about this for a second, because you're bringing up a valid point. In our careers as comedians or freelancers, entertainers, whatever you want to call us.
Right.
Not having work is not a day off.
Exactly.
You need to create that mentality, because a day off after you worked 10 days is great.
Right.
That's day off break. Number 10 in a row.
Brutal.
Brutal. And you're,
that's why work was probably invented.
Yes. I was work was invented so you could enjoy time off. That's some fucking Confucius shit there, bro.
That's have a song.
But it's one of those things where if you're not working and you want to be, you cannot enjoy those days off. It's so hard. You're like refreshing your email. You're going, maybe I should have coffee with that guy. He might be getting a show soon. Oh, this person's doing, I should text this person, see if they ever need a guy to do this over here. You know, and it's like one of those things where you're like, you cannot relax and you cannot enjoy yourself.
And so that's exactly right. And then so that's, you could see where the debate is just like, that's kind of what goes on in your head. Like, I got the day off. I'm the guy with the time off. I turn on country music. They're all wishing they had a day off so they could go drink Coronas at the beach.
Right.
But yeah.
But you can't bring yourself to do it because you'll get anxiety about not working.
Exactly.
Right. There's been periods of time in my life when I've been truly envious of people who have 9-to-5s Monday through Friday.
Totally.
And then you're like, so you just dig in on Saturday. Because even for us, a Saturday or a Sunday is like, do I have a show tonight? I didn't work Monday through Friday. And yesterday I spent all day refreshing emails. So now I got to like try to get a script done or whatever it is I'm currently
doing. And it's
doing.
So structureless. And it's like, it's not like a job where it just kind of forces you to do it. You could not do it. And
it's pretty easy to smoke a joint at 11 in the morning and blow the whole day.
Yeah. Which is probably actually how this whole thing got started.
All right. Let's be a little more honest about what summer means.
So what happened was I went down to Manhattan Beach and I was on the pier. And then I was thinking, you know, even though I made it to the beach and went there, I was still having the debate. I'm like, I should just, you know, forget about all my problems and just go swimming. But I still kept thinking about it. And then that's when it dawned on me. I was like, okay, I should talk about this. I should go on stage and talk about this. So it was kind of like, the best of both worlds. I was having a summer and also fulfilling
developing
the
material.
Whole, like, developing material. Yeah.
So summer for the having a summer thing came as like a stage persona / idea.
Kind of, because have you ever heard Nine Sweaters by
The Andy Daly album?
Yeah.
Like that's so funny. That is literally one of my favorite comedy albums of all time. Andy Daly being one of the funniest human beings alive.
Funniest is crazy.
Nine Sweaters is the fucking best.
The shit. And I also love that he recorded it all night by night. Like he didn't just like with stand up and stuff. Oh, I got to book a night and just go do all
my
stuff.
40 minutes, yeah.
He would do these characters, not to the point that he's sick of them, but tape it. So he's got all like the peak best performances when he's still into it. He still knows why it's funny.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I
and, like,
love that album.
Recorded on 9 different nights.
Right.
Yeah, which is so, and nine some characters. Of the funniest fucking specifics
oh
ever.
My God. It's so dark and so detailed. So
and he hung himself with my Star Wars sheets is one of my favorite specifics. Ha ha! My name is Jerry Bang Bang Bang, whatever his name is.
Just maintaining the psychotic positivity.
Yeah. Psychotic positivity.
So that was, I was listening to that at the time. I don't know if it was brand new then. I don't know when it came out, but it was 09. And then, so that's why I thought I'll do Have a Summer as a character. And then I started doing it, and I was like, I'm not sure this is a character.
Yeah, like, maybe this is a character I should adopt full time.
Full time. So it felt more like, wow, there's like almost like the Devil's Tower in Close Encounters. Like, I just kept getting more and more into it, and then deciding to make music albums, and it was just like.
And you're starting to realize Howard Kramer is the character, and Have a Summer is who you really are.
Thank you. And I was put here as the conduit. It's bigger than me.
The Devil's Tower. What a great specific. I was building little beach things out of my mashed potatoes, a lifeguard chair out of popsicle sticks.
But yeah, it was like that too, where I was like, I can't really logically justify this, especially to my family or anybody, but I just kept doing it.
That's awesome. So you came up, you said something in there that reminded me, about a year and a half ago, since moving here, all that stress about not working and stuff.
Yeah.
I started just saying, like, I don't have work tomorrow. I'm just going to go to the beach and enjoy the beach.
Yeah.
And so I would get out to Will Rogers Beach like once a week or every other week and just go, this is my day off. I don't have any work, whatever. This only cost me $20 to park and plus the cost of a sandwich or whatever.
Right.
And I'll sit on the beach and I'll read and I'll swim and I'll smoke some weed and I'll just hang out. And then I'll go home, and then whatever happens the rest of the week, if I don't get work or I do get work, I went to the beach one day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They can't take that away from me.
You cannot. That's why I dream of maybe moving to the West Side, despite all my friends living on the East Side and, you know, not being able to afford it anyway. But I dream of a morning where I get up, take a dip, get back to my house, and it's 10 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, whatever happens the rest of today, whatever shit auditions, however I bomb my entire personal career.
I woke up to the ocean.
I was in the ocean earlier today, so everything from here on out is gravy.
See, now, I always thought of doing that, too, because I never thought I would live, like, in this area this long.
Right.
But then I'm like, what happens when I go there? I'm just afraid that I've set up this whole dynamic of longing for it, that if I actually get it, what if I get it? I don't know.
What if you get too into it and you are one of those dudes who's like leather tan and like jean shorts selling like Dragon Boy suede EPs on the boardwalk or some shit?
That or like because I have it all the time, even in the winter, that it's just like it's not as special for some reason.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like a pilgrimage to a special place. It's like I live there and I take it for granted. I don't know.
That is oddly mature for you to think, right? Like, in all
honesty.
Come
out somewhere.
At some level, I have to be mature. Maybe if it's about the beach, I guess.
Yeah, about my beach schedule.
The one thing I'm a grown-up about is I allow myself to long for the beach rather than just get there.
Yeah.
So is when you're saying Have a Summer, I feel like it's more than just enjoying the fruits of summer, like the beach or what are some of your other things that to you activities or more so because it is a attitude, it's a mindset.
Yeah, it's an attitude, it's a mindset, but it's like the reason I start saying it a lot is because of so many times I would get to this part of the, because we're like, it's mid-July right now.
Yeah.
We'd go, wow, I haven't even been swimming yet. Wow, like it's going to be August soon. Like what happened? And I just seem to do that every year where like your friends had that June festival you're talking about?
Yeah, Long June.
Well, it's like people who don't have that, I think most of them just the summer slips by.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the easy thing. It's easy to like look up and it be August 8th.
Exactly.
And you like maybe you went away for 4th of July because you're a grown up and your friends are doing the same thing. Howard is being attacked by Arthur.
He's
Howard
licking all the summer off me.
Artie, get down. All knock right. It off, bud. Come on.
There you go.
Play a cool hot shot.
All right, Artie.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, though, Artie.
Yeah. Howie's got the salt crystals popping, and Artie is into it. And,
yeah.
And as always, Howard's got some exposed legs as well.
Exposed legs. And I got a I've probably got a different diet than you, so he's like digging the
different
flavor.
It's new. What makes you think you have a different diet than me? The fact that I'm 150 pounds heavier than you. We probably don't eat the exact same thing.
You're the guy who eats a dead snake off the drive.
Yeah, that's my protein every morning, is a dead garden snake. Yeah. What are some of your summer activities you really enjoy? Because like for me, one thing I love about summer is either drinking or smoking weed with no shirt on outside.
Oh, that is nice.
Having the shirt off outside, like I like drinking outside, like a little, like an al fresco bar or a little like a little courtyard or something like that. Great, but in a situation where I can have my shirt off as well.
It's always the shameless dude. It's right. The first to take the shirt off.
I'm not taking my shirt off at like a beer, like at a beer garden. Right. But if I can get to the beach and pour myself an ice cold session beer, pop the top of my shirt and the beer,
right,
and just hang out and fucking get a little burn, get a little crisp while I drink. That's my dream.
Yeah, and so then that's when you feel like, oh, I'm having a summer right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like when my wife, I'm married, and we go away with couples, like for Memorial Day or Labor Day or some shit, we always have to do some rent to Airbnb and go to Ojai, some kind of grown-up, upper-middle-class shit.
Right.
For me, I'm like, is there a pool? I want to hang out by the pool with my shirt off, drinking, smoking, and grilling. Yeah. Cans of beer, no glass by the poolside, dude. I keep that rule alive.
There you go. No cutoffs, you'll clog the filter. So, yeah, I like a can of beer and the water, some goggles. I like to enjoy that.
Some goggles.
But I think it is like a personal thing. Like the dumb things I talk about with Have a Summer is like you got to have a summer gum. You pick out a gum at the beginning of the summer. You chew it all summer. That's your summer gum.
And you got to assume watermelon, strawberry, cotton candy.
Or orange.
Those are big gum choices.
The one for me has been Trident Tropical Twist for like 4 years running.
Oh, that's your summer gum?
Yeah, it's just got the staying power. You never get sick of it.
Do you put it in storage come Labor Day?
Dry dock, yeah.
Dry dock. I put it in my humidor. Yeah. I have a humidor room and a wine cellar.
I actually do have
a summer shrine, right?
Summer shrine, yeah.
Wait, tell me a little bit about the summer shrine.
It's a walk-in summer shrine. Kulap calls it a closet, but I mean, that's dumb.
That's dumb.
Is the Alamo just some old brick thing?
Right,
it's got
no.
More meaning than that.
If you put a fucking soundproofing and a mic in your closet, that's now your studio.
Now you got a studio.
That's not a closet. Right. If you put your clothes, if you put all your clothes in a giant bedroom, it's no longer a bedroom. It's a closet.
It's a closet.
If you build it, they will come.
There was a weed, before weed was legal, there was a weed dealer up Laurel Canyon, and he had his bedroom in the first room you walk into in the house. So you go up there.
His bedroom was in the living room.
Exactly. So you never been up there before. I was just going with a friend, and it's shady, and it's illegal. And then you just knock on the door, and as soon as you walk in, you're in the guy's
You see his dirty underwear
bedroom.
Next to his bed.
And his chick is sleeping in the bed.
That is some drug dealer shit.
That's drug dealer
Because he's got
shit.
The back rooms. It's where all the sketchy stuff
grow
is.
Rooms
yeah.
So you go, oh, hey, man, sorry. Oh, don't worry about it.
Nah, she knows. She's dating a drug dealer.
Yeah, and she pulls out a bong, and it's a whole thing. Now you see those people on Chatterbait. You ever see that?
What's Chatterbait?
It's like people just have live sex online, but you mostly just go, oh, okay, they're going to smoke a little weed. She's eating Cheetos. Oh, she likes the flaming hot ones. Oh, they drink Mountain Dew. Oh, their place is a mess. Oh, she's gobbling his dong. It's like, it's people watching and sexual voyeurism at its best.
Those are two very good activities.
Yeah.
Those are very fun activities.
Yeah, I think
people
it's fun.
Watching and voyeuristic.
I mean, that's what I liked. Like, when all that stuff started coming online, like cam girls and all that stuff, we would, like, promote shows that we're working on then, just, like, type it into the comments.
Listen to Who Charted.
Yeah. Check out Comedy Bang Bang tonight. And
that's really fun. I love the amateur voyeuristic shit of pornography. This is the complete aside here, but if you are playing a TV that's louder than you are having sex in the background of your porno, or you have clearly unlicensable music, you're like blasting a fucking Led Zeppelin song while you fuck in a yellowish living room, I'm on board.
It's the greatest. It's like. And they get away with it so much. Like, it used to be a thing, like, if you saw somebody's music being used wrong, like, they get sued. Right. Now it's just like every blowjob has hip hop behind it.
This is so specific, but yesterday I just happened to stumble upon a video of a woman jerking off her man at the beach. Uh-huh. And she literally, before he's done, goes, "For fuck's sake, do you have any idea how uncomfortable this is for me?" Like, a woman saying that in a porno lent such reality to such it that it, like, it made me enjoy it more. Like, it's as a married man.
Yeah, as soon as your brain thinks it could be real, like, that's like, it hooks you in. Her being, like, reluctant and cranky.
She literally was, like, kind of, like, over the armchair, like, leaning back a little, you know? So it was clearly a hard on her shoulder. Right. She said, "For fuck's sake, do you have hard?" And then when the dude came, she's like, "Oh God, it's a fucking mess." Like, she literally, like, that's more the fucking a real interaction. And like, yes, shoot it all over me.
Yeah, it's like believable. It's like a good performance.
Yeah, now I have like a very specific search I'm looking for, like reluctant hand job from ex-wife.
Right. But that's why you gotta mute it the first time you watch it, in case they might be saying something that ruins it.
Oh yeah, they're just like, "All lives matter." You're like, "Okay, I can't watch this anymore."
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Phantom Menace is my favorite Star Wars. You're like, "What? Yeah. These monsters? Like,
wow, this girl's so hot." Hey, where's the shitter?
Excuse me, Clark. Where's the shitter, man? All right. What are some other things you do to get yourself in this? Do you have a summer prep?
Oh, well, summer gum's a prep. That's something you do ahead of time. And then for me, I make a summer album every year. So I'm kind of thinking about summer as soon as January begins.
Because you're making it, you're working on that album to drop at the top of the summer, right?
Yeah, and we're always late as hell. Like, last year, we put it out on July 31st. Like, right when people start to be like, "I'm done with this."
Right when back to school sales start.
Exactly. Speaking of which, I went to Target today and they had the back to school sale sign.
Fuck
up.
Me.
But
dude.
They have this big pencil on it that looks like a fleshlight. I Instagrammed it. we keep going back to sex. But let me answer the question for once. We're supposed to drop the album the beginning of summer. And so, yeah, I work on it. It's just a way of kind of being able to think about it all year, I guess.
Yeah, I guess if you don't know this about Howard, he drops a summer LP. Right? And this year, I believe it's Oculus Summer?
Yeah, this one's Oculus Summer. This one's a five-song summer adventure. Each one is like a virtual reality, first-person shooter kind of an experience.
So it's sort of like prog rock in a way that, like, it tells a story?
Yeah, like it is kind of like a concept album in that way, or a rock opera.
Oh, you're speaking my language, Howard. I love rock operas. I love storytelling albums.
It's also a video game, you know, because it's Oculus Summer. So the first song is like Nintendo Mario Kart. You're racing back to summer from non-summer. So you race through all the checkpoints. Checkpoint Turkey. Checkpoint Santa. Checkpoint New Year's. You go through all that. And then there's our Undersea Adventure, Summer Submersible. That's the big hit on this one.
That's the single. That's the first single. That's what's shown. Well, last year, the big single was Goo Cruise, correct?
That was actually 2014.
That was two summers.
That was two summers past.
I was a big fan of Goo Cruise.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, check the video out online, shitheads. It's Lance Bangs directed it.
Holy shit.
Yeah. We have orangutans riding jet skis. It's great. It's like
What else do you need? For those of you who don't know, a Goo Cruise is an orangutan riding a jet ski.
Oh yeah, it's a perfect summer day. The ultimate summer day. You and an orangutan out on the waves.
Right turn, Clyde.
Right turn, Clyde. Every Which Way But Loose was an influence.
I sure hope so.
Do you know Stephen Dorff, the actor?
Of course.
His dad was a composer, and he wrote that song, Every Which Way But Loose.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Dorff's
dad.
That's
interesting. Yeah. I like that. So the big hit off of Oculus is?
Oh, Summer Submersible. Last year was Summer Says, which is like Simon Says, but it's like Summer Says.
Oh, and what was last year's album called?
Last year was Summitology.
Summitology came out in late July.
And
this, Oculus is out now, though.
Oculus is out. We got this one out like July 7th or something. Still pathetic that it wasn't out by 4th of July, but they're around for the rest of our lives. So, and they're early for Australian summer. But
Yeah, pick up those albums. They're all on Bandcamp and iTunes. It was Have a Summer, Have Another Summer, Some of This, Some of That, Summitology, and now Oculus Summer.
Jesus, you could put out, I can't wait till the fucking best the box set comes out.
Oh my God, the box set, the greatest hits. Me and Stard are going to do a tour of Bulgaria.
Great.
They love summer in Europe because they don't get much of it, you know?
Like, right.
Yeah, especially England and Ireland. And yeah.
Yeah, they have like 1 month where the weather is decent, or they got to go to like the Amalfi Coast, or, you know, there's those summer destinations. Ibiza. You got to get down to Ibiza.
Where you see them like in the Bahamas, you go, wait, why is that guy wearing those tiny?
Yeah.
Oh, they're from Europe.
Wow, these eight guys have very intense haircuts. Oh, they're Eastern Europeans on vacation. Arthur. Stop licking Howard.
He's a licitinous dog.
Yeah, he's all keyed up. He's excited that there's a guest. He's a big Summerhead. So he knows him moving to LA was huge. Moving to LA was huge because then you could argue it's summer year round, but you at least get two full extra months of summer.
Oh God, yeah. And then when winter comes, he's like, "What happened? What?" It's like he doesn't even get it.
Yeah, he doesn't get it. There's no snow, which he always hated, or rain too.
I don't miss those. Do you miss those seasons?
I don't. My wife is like, "I miss a snowy Christmas." I'm like, I couldn't give a fuck.
No.
I hated stepping in ice cold. Did you live in New York for a period of time or on the? Oh, you lived in Jersey.
Yeah.
Stepping in a fucking puddle that was deeper than you thought it was by accident.
The worst.
Getting on a crowded ass subway with your winter jacket, going from 0 degrees to 90 degrees of heat.
Oh, and then you had to walk 5 blocks to get there, so you got like super hot. You took off all your jackets,
and then when you get back out, it's freezing cold. The sweat is freezing on your neck and on your fucking earlobes, and your hair is all crusty.
New York, unlivable.
Unlivable. I would say New York is the greatest city in the world until you hit the age of 31. And then it's like, fuck it. Let me do some grocery shopping. Let me get a car. Right. Let me drive to various destinations.
Let me advance.
Because in New York, even at its peak, you'd have to be like mega wealthy to
leave. When I lived there, that's what I always used to think. Like, if I was insulated against this with millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Right. If I can leave my Brooklyn brownstone, get into my fucking brand new Jeep and drive to my house out east on Long Island or drive to the beach in Jersey, maybe I could handle this.
Maybe.
But in order to, you got to get a zip car from fucking, you got to get like a Hertz at JFK to drive
Path
2 hours.
Zip car.
A Long Island Railroad to your mom. House where you borrow her car to go down to the beach, and you got to drop her off at the fucking lotto store. You got to pick up scratchers.
It's a struggle. It's a struggle.
The summer struggle. Were you a big beach guy growing up? Yeah.
Yeah, like we just go to the beach a lot, and I just always loved it. And then I don't know. I lived in Texas for a while. There was lakes, but no ocean. I missed.
But still, that's a vibe.
Definitely.
Getting down to the lake or the river.
Yeah.
The body of water, I think, is integral to peak summer enjoyment. You don't have to go in.
Don't have to go in. That's key, what you just said right there, because it's the places where climates overlap. That's where you always find the most life forms. So, like,
because it's two different ecosystems. You got the water and the earth.
And even in the jungle, there's more going on the outskirts. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
It's like different stuff. So, yeah. I don't know what. I forgot what we're talking about.
We were saying that bodies of water are integral to
summer enjoyment. Yeah, absolutely.
Whether it is the little river in your town, the big public pool that everyone goes to, your friend's above-ground pool in his backyard, that's where the vibes are.
Exactly.
Vibes is a word we're seeing in a resurgence in, like,
definitely.
People just vibing.
Waves
vibes
and
is
vibe.
Huge to summer.
Yes. Yeah, I think that if you don't get to have a summer movement, you're probably a person that isn't, that adept with vibes.
Yeah, I think that's a fair argument because summer is a vibe.
It's a vibe.
You can put it out there in dead winter.
Right.
That's why these people, like these, you know, rich, fat, white people, when we go to the Bahamas, I call rich, fat, white people, then say we, just so you guys know, I'm self-aware that I'm doing pretty well and I'm fat and white. But when you go to the Bahamas or you go to one of these vacation spots in the winter, that's why everyone's like, give me the big frosted drink. I want the fucking daiquiri.
Right.
I want the swim-up bar. I want to be in my board shorts and flip-flops. I'll wear my my Hawaiian shirt on the plane. It's about the vibe.
Right. It's about the vibe, and it's about I only get to do this once a week, year, or, you know, a week. Of
right. This is what's going to break up my entire winter.
Right.
We used to do that when, once my mom started flying again. We used to drive down to Florida because my mom didn't fly. So that would be our winter break. Like, over Christmas, we'd get to hit, like, 12 different pools around various parts of Florida. But when we got older and my mom started flying, we'd be like, we're going to go to the Bahamas for 4 days in February, and that would be our big winter break. And me and my brothers would just eat that shit up as summer kids.
So, I get so excited about that stuff. Yeah, so then you get to be an adult, and you go, oh, wait, I got to pay for this now.
Right.
Damn it.
That's when it really – that's when vacations become a headache, when there's that period of time. I'm just about on the other side of it where a vacation, like, I have a hard time not thinking that it just cost me $1,200 to, right, like, fly there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
When my wife's like, I want to go shopping, I'm like, it cost us so much to fucking get here.
Right. And if I don't take her shopping, she's mad. Then why'd I take her here in the first place?
And who am I to say how she enjoys her summer?
That's right.
You know, maxi dresses, Oaxacan dresses. This is the shit that some people like for their summer.
There you go.
Yeah.
Gladiator sandals.
Gladiator sandals, big fan. Do you have? I'm a big summer drink guy. Are you a summer drink guy?
Summer.
I think I just broke Howard.
He just broke me. Wait, I can't think of a summer. Summer salutations when you make your toast.
Summer salutations when you make your toast.
Yeah. No, you know what? I'm not a day drinker that much. Like, if so, I don't really have a summer drink.
Right, because at night.
Yeah,
just, a summer night is a could you know you
can drink anything.
You can have a scotch.
You
can
have a scotch.
But if
whiskey, you can have tequila, rum.
I've been enjoying canned session IPAs.
Wow.
The Oscar Blues Brewery makes a beer called the Pinner, and it's a very good, very drinkable little flavor bomb, and it's low in alcohol and low in hops.
I like that.
But high in flavor. Okay. You can slam down four or five at the pool and still drive home.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're encouraging here, everybody. Have a summer out there on the road. Summer smash up right there on the highway.
Summer smash up.
I like a super light beer. Like, just as light as they can make it.
Right. So poolside, a poolside light beer. Go down. Fucking throw the can in the deep end and
crush it like Quint and Jaws. Chuck it in the pool.
Jaws! Everyone looks at Jaws like a scary movie because the shark is scary.
I didn't know it was. Yeah, I never thought of it as, even though it's terrifying, I never thought of it as a horror movie.
I thought of it as a summer movie,
yeah,
right?
Of course, yeah.
Because Amity Island is perfect.
It perfectly captures the vibe of summer. Like that, and the vibe of actual life. Like, it just feels completely real like summer. So then to have something come in and threaten it, or to have some, it's just... You couldn't get any more summer than that.
Scheider and Dreyfus, those guys, they're pissed because their summer's being fucked up. They're not pissed about the shark. They're like, we're trying to enjoy our summer on Amity Island.
Exactly.
And this fucking shark is fucking it up.
Fucking up. That's why I say Mayor Larry Vaughn is the hero of summer, because he said, F that shark. I'm not closing this beach. We're having a summer.
That's what you should open. You should open your next album with a pull quote from the mayor,
we
Larry
actually,
Clark.
It's funny that you should say that. On 2013's Have Another Summer, we have a song called Mayor Larry Vaughn. It goes
over
the whole thing.
Yes.
And it talks about how Spielberg blew it because he had a great summer movie going on. So what's going on at the beach? Then all of a sudden, these guys take a fishing trip. I'm wondering what's going on back at the beach. You blew it, Spielberg.
That would be a better movie if Jaws never followed the orca as it went out and it just stayed on the beach and you just saw people hanging out in short shorts, throwing frisbees around and
shit. They go, hey, they're out there dealing with the shark. We're good. I bet Mayor Larry Vaughn opened the beach up as soon as they left.
As soon as the
boat.
Orca took off, they were like, fuck these pussies, dude.
The chief is gone. That was our whole plot this whole time, is just to get rid of the chief.
He drops like a fucking keg on the beach and like a vat of ice and is like, Let's go, boys.
Let's do it. Let's have a summer. And I also think too, like, he made some big bets, like the mayor of town. Like, he, there was probably some serious financial pressure on him. Like, he just could not close.
Oh,
the beach.
Yeah. They were rebuilding the Rotary based on the money they were supposed to bring in that summer at the beach.
Or he screwed up the summer before and they were like, you're done, and he had to make some really
decisions. Hard in the, we need to be in the black this summer.
No doubt. By July 5.
By July 5. By the end of long June, I want to see a fucking big return on our investments here.
Exactly.
What about boats? We don't afford a lifestyle where we necessarily get to get on boats often. But right. How do you feel about being on a boat?
I love a boat. I don't usually get seasick unless it's like some big ocean voyage. I love it. They also terrify me because at any second you could decide to jump off. And so that means
you just don't trust yourself.
I don't trust myself at all. Even if I have my phone or something valuable, I'm just like, why don't I just throw it over the side, like, right now? Why don't I do it? And then it just becomes like, I gotta go inside. Like, I can't be at the edge.
There are few, I would argue that there are few things better in life than taking a boat into far out into a body of water and then jumping off that boat.
That's fun. Well, that's like on purpose.
On purpose, yes, yeah. Yes. Not being compelled to by your subconscious to the point where you lose control.
Right.
Or, I'm saying you take your phone out of your pocket, you actively choose to be in a bathing suit and in some sort of trunks.
You feel like you're having more summer than anybody at that point.
If you're drinking a beer on a boat and you do a backflip off of it, that's fucking peak summer.
You're done. You're peak summer. If you land on a shark, he takes you for a ride, drops you off by a mermaid.
If any, surf on a dolphin over the rocks, say what's up to a mermaid, high five a talking crab.
There you go.
You're living a full summer life. If anyone is listening is like a Hollywood bigwig or owns a place off of Hermosa that has a dock, and you want to take Howard and I out on a boat and just talk summer, we're in.
I love that. Yeah, set that up.
We'll do a podcast from on your boat. If you'll have us out on your... That would be awesome. The first nautical episode of a podcast.
Ooh, I really like that. We do it out on a boat.
It's just super windy and loud and terrifying.
Or maybe we're in the cabin there. And we got a harpoon gun.
Oh, just in case.
Just in case.
We're fucking putting a straw in a bucket of chum and just sharing down. One chum. Two straws.
Two straws. One chum, two cups. I think that's actually a good idea. And then if we want to do another one, we just get if somebody else invites us, we do another one.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun. Also would be fun, two lav mics hooked up to Zooms, hooked up to podcast recording. Separate jet skis.
Ooh, I like that.
Yelling at each other.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome back to High and Mighty. This is your boy, the number one fuck bar.
Manatees are like getting migraine headaches. I always think of that now with the jet skis, because they're conscious now of how much noise those things make to the animals.
That's crazy to imagine a manatee being like, it's so loud up there.
Yeah. What?
I'm a sucker for those online videos of like a paddleboarder being approached by a manatee, or like,
especially when like you can see it under the boat and it's bigger than the boat.
Oh, that's so terrible. Just recently there was a video of surfers or paddleboarders out on the ocean, a huge school of fish underneath them, and then one big sort of
seal.
The seal sort of swimming through and dividing them up and stuff.
He couldn't catch anything. It was crazy. They always stayed like about 3 feet away from
him. They just knew. They were like amorphous and sort of just like a paramecium staying away. It's awesome. Crazy.
I like those videos. There's one. Have you seen the one where they're feeding a stingray? It comes up on the dock and it just kind of hangs out there for a while and they're just feeding it. But it's like a stingray that they know.
Oh, that's awesome. I went to the Cayman Islands and went to Stingray Island and fed a bunch of stingrays.
Cool.
Yeah, you like hold calamari in your thumb like you're going to flip a coin. Mm-hmm. You do it like that, and then they swim over the top of you because their mouths are on the bottom. They swim over the top of you and take it and go.
They just grab the top
They like Roomba it off the top of your hand.
That's wild.
I went with my rugby team, so there was like 10 dudes all over 6 feet tall, all between 250, 300 pounds. And this stingray started coming. All of us were like, it's terrifying you know about them is that they kill people.
The crocodile hunter.
Yeah.
The barb women.
Steve Irwin, right?
Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
And his Bindi, poor guy. His dancing boring. Daughter.
Do you have any specific songs or movies that you use to get in the summer vibe?
Oh, that's great. Well, Jaws is definitely one of them. And then I guess all the... I like the Beach Boys songs, and I like, you know, different summer music.
Do you like the Bubblegum Beach Boys, or is a Pet Sounds still get you into summer?
I like them both. There's like, I just go case by case. I like some really, like, the Bubblegum ones I really like Catch a Wave.
Catch a Wave. And, yeah, I love that fucking song. Yeah,
that song really sonically sounds like you're in the ocean.
It does. It's very... Oh, God. Those are guys who dedicated their life to the summer vibe.
There you go. And he couldn't surf. Brian Wilson couldn't surf.
Nope.
So it's like
Charlie doesn't surf, Charlie as we learned surf. From Apocalypse Now. Charlie nope. don't surf.
Nope.
Brian Wilson don't surf.
Nope.
Wasn't only
Jack Johnson doesn't surf.
Oh God! Did Dick Dale surf?
Dick Dale probably.
He had to have, right?
Yeah. No, Jack Johnson surfs, of course.
Does he?
He was a pro surfer before he was.
Oh, I didn't know that. I never listened to Jack Johnson. Was one of those. They came around the same time as DMB and the kind of guys that like them. I was turned off.
I am 100% with you on that. But I just like, I mentioned him because he's like, people know him as a summer guy. But yeah, I'm not into that stuff.
Yeah. I'm a, yeah. Not into I love DMB. Me some Beach Boys. I'll throw on some Dick Dale.
Dick Dale. I like, Mungo Jerry.
No, I don't.
In the summertime. In the summertime.
Oh,
in the
yes. Way. Yes. That's Mungo Jerry. Is Mungo that dude's Jerry, name? That's a fucking great name.
I think that was the first song with human beatbox on it.
Oh, yeah. Shit, dude.
He does that shit.
Man, every conversation with you is a learning experience, Howard.
I'm like Cliff from Cheers, but like I make even more.
Even more socially awkward. I'm like Cliff Clavin if he was even weirder.
Did I just do that to your table?
No, this table's fine. It's indestructible. Oh. Don't worry about it. It's got decades of cup rings on it. We learned on a previous episode of this, I had a friend over, and he explained to me, and I didn't know this, that this coffee table was actually... We had a mutual friend. This coffee table was... This mutual friend I lived with in Brooklyn, he moved out, left this coffee table with me and my wife. When we moved to LA, we brought it because we got a two-bedroom. I was like, well, I'll put that in the office. My friend, Tyler Haynes, from the UFO episode, is on the podcast, points out it's his childhood coffee table.
No, childhood?
Yeah, from his childhood home. He brought it into the college, and then my friend Pat ended up taking it. I ended up living with Pat. Pat ended up leaving Brooklyn, and I kept the table.
That's insane. So does he want it back?
We kind of own it now. We said if we're going to get rid of it, we'll give it to him. But for now, it's ours.
And he's not...
I've had it for 10 years. I've had it for like 8 or 9 years now.
Okay.
It's mine.
But is he like, I want that table?
No, he's not. Okay. But I think he's not... If I remember from the episode, he said he doesn't necessarily want that table, but...
If you get rid of it.
Do not get rid of the table. Right. Yeah, it'll go to him. Yeah.
Okay. That's an odd situation.
It's a real odd situation. I almost need to do more stuff to it so that it has like an even bigger story.
Okay, well, I put a ring in it.
No, dude, it'll go away. Trust me. I do that all the time. There is almost every day a ring of water and
weed.
Hot ashes everywhere. Yeah. Yeah, that's the hardest part about recording a podcast is not getting weed all over my $600 Zoom.
Yeah, it's just so ashy. All the talking makes us so much so ashy.
Might I recommend one of these? Not a sponsor of the podcast, but I'm pretty obsessed with them. Yeti?
What does it do for you?
Feel it. So it doesn't feel warm. There's no moisture. The water inside is ice cold and stays cold for like 10 hours. The ice cubes don't even melt overnight.
Wow. So it just keeps the temp going.
Keeps the temp going, but there's no leaking on the outside. There's no condensation. It's not cold to the touch.
Oh, so it can't screw up.
It can't fuck up anything. Doesn't need a coaster.
Where do you get that? Online?
Online. It was $30, and it's the best $30 I've spent in a long time.
I dig it.
Yeah. And then also, you can fucking... Fill it up with a nice daiquiri during the day.
Put a nice daiquiri in it.
Fill it up with a banana daiquiri with a BD. Put it in the cup holder with a long-ass straw, and you got yourself a nice ride out to the west side.
The west side. That would be good on the beach because you don't lose temp.
You don't lose temp. People don't know what you're drinking. Could just be coffee. What beach do you go to out here?
I actually go to Manhattan Beach. The reason why is because Malibu's actually further than Manhattan Beach, number one.
Yes.
Number two, you could go all the way up to Malibu and run into people from the biz.
Right.
Which is like...
Manhattan Beach, you want to talk vibes.
That is the quintessential when I was a little kid and I thought of a California beach, Manhattan Beach.
Yeah, like Malibu is a gorgeous beach near a super rich neighborhood. Right. Manhattan Beach is a beach town.
It's a beach town, but like, it's a super upscale beach town, so it's like it's not like
it's
as
not
fun
trashy.
As like
yeah,
yeah it's not tr- it's not as fun as maybe like I don't know Huntington. You can make like a fire pit on the beach.
Right,
and like
right.
Those places like Encinitas, the places closer to San Diego,
they're a little more lawless. They're a little more like beach community
surf towns. Yeah,
but Manhattan Beach having a fucking dive bar feet away from the sand that I can walk in on the tank top. That's a dream right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And fuck then, it. You don't need to bring lunch, man. You just walk up there, grab some wings and a beer.
Oh, yeah. They got a pizza place there, too. There's a Jets fan who has a pizza place right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hope he would be cool as me as a diehard Giants fan coming in.
Because he knows who's the top dog, baby.
Don't Jints. You forget it, bro.
Yeah.
Go Jints. Howard, we can wrap this up now. Dude, thanks so much for coming on to High and Mighty, man. I know this was like a last-minute slap-together thing, but
That's what I love about summer, is we just go with it.
Go with it. What do you got going on the rest of today? Do you have anything summery going on? You had to put your car in the shop. So
I had to skip acupuncture today. Sorry, Dr. So. the rest of today is open. I'm probably I'll work on some summer tunes.
Ooh.
But for the rest of the summer, I'm going to be going up to Seattle and Portland in the middle of the next month to bring the summer up there. So come out. For some live dates. I think it's the 12th and 13th. Seattle and Portland, I'll get those out. And then we're doing Summerfest, the 7th annual Summerfest, which we do at Meltdown Comics. We're going to be doing it this year on August 27th. You should come by. It's going to be an end of summer blowout.
I'm in.
We usually get a water slide for real, like a big inflatable water slide.
Okay.
There's always comics. There'll be tons of comics there, and it's just a really fun time.
Stand-up comics and comic books.
Comic
both.
Books, yeah. And then, yes, stand-up comedy show. And it's
for
really
a lot of people, for me, summer comic book shops and summer go hand in hand, because when we were not in school, if we didn't go to the beach that day or after I got back at 2 o'clock, we'd ride our bikes to Collector's Comics in Wantagh or Comic Book Depot in Belmore and buy ourselves some Star Wars cards and maybe an X-Men book.
X-Men.
Yeah, and then trade it around. It was a big summer thing.
Yeah, we did that too. I actually got a second ever printing of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles right when it came out. And then that guy was like doing a thing at Meltdown, and I told him, and he goes, "You have one of those?" And I go, "Yeah." He goes, "I used to sell those out of the back of my station wagon."
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
Where can people find Oculus Summer? You said Bandcamp and iTunes.
Yeah. Go to howardkramer.bandcamp.com. You can listen to Oculus Summer, pick it up there. It's on Spotify. You can get it on iTunes, and you can get all the other 5 summer albums there. And then I also put out rap albums, Dragon Boy Suede, my rap stuff. So it's all there on iTunes and Spotify and Bandcamp.
And you're on Twitter at Howie Kramer?
At Howard Kramer, K-R-E-M-E-R.
That's how you spell your last name, by the way, even for Howie Kramer, howardkramer.bandcamp. It's,
yeah, I should just say Kramer when people are listening. So forget the Kramer. I'm Howard Kramer, K-R-E-M-E-R.
Howard Kramer, and I'm at John Gabris with no H in either John or Gabris. Listen to Who Charted, which is Howard's podcast with Kulap. Kulap will be a future guest on this podcast.
And we did an episode just like 2 weeks ago that's still available. Check that out.
Yeah, if you need a way in, maybe if you're a listener to High and Mighty, you might like me. So maybe listen to my episode of Who Charted, and maybe that gets you into Who Charted. That's pretty much how I get into every podcast, is like, oh, I really like that person. Oh, they're on this podcast? Oh, I'll check it out. Oh, shit, now I like this podcast.
I'm into that person.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is good.
It's an interesting little web we weave. So as always, rate me 5 stars and roast me in the comments. Tell a friend to listen to this fucking podcast. Recommend an episode of this bullshit to someone
else. Don't you want to be able to talk about it with all your friends? Come on.
Yeah, dude, put it on a road trip. Put on the Power Hour episode and play along. We've got some Power Hour episodes coming out because it's summer, so you know that means we're drinking. We'll be doing some live dates, all that shit. Buy yourself a High and Mighty t-shirt at the High and Mighty store.
Oh, and you can get a Have a Summer t-shirt at teespring.com.
Get a Have a Summer t-shirt at teespring.com. Get yourself all kinds of t-shirts. I'm currently wearing a High and Mighty tank top, living the dream, with a picture of Arthur on it, wearing shades and smoking a joint.
Oh, that's Arthur. That's cool. Yeah. I like the colors.
Hey, thanks.
And I'm wearing a Who Charted t-shirt with me and Kulap V. Lysak.
And you can pick one of these up at earwolf.com.
Look at the life we live. We're just hanging out on a fucking weekday afternoon in our respective podcast t-shirts.
Right.
Wearing hats and shorts and chatting about the fucking summer.
Right. But we already revealed that we do know in the back of our minds it's not really a day off because we feel intense.
Because I feel super stressed and I got to get keys made so that I can give a key to my friend who's going to watch Arthur this weekend. So I got a big day ahead of me. Then I could smoke weed and hang out in the air conditioning all afternoon.
Yeah, because there's no way you can get a key high.
No. It's not like I have to make it. You're right.
I got to be sober to get this key.
See, my thing is, now we're just piling on this episode, but my thing is I can't drive even a little high because I never drove in the city.
Oh.
So I took 10 years off of driving when I was doing my most amount of weed smoking. So now they don't. Yeah, it's not. A lot of people you know smoke weed and drive from the age of 17 on.
Right.
I skipped 10 years of driving at all. So I get a little too wary.
So yeah, it became a brand new thing.
Right. That's but like you, maybe I'll just walk to the Grove and get my keys made. You know, it's not too far. It's a nice day. Take Arthur out.
There you go.
Smoke a J on the walk. Everything's
good. Can I do
one of my
song jokes?
Yeah.
You live by the Grove, you die by the Grove.
That's my, I used to do just.
Thank you for asking permission, by the way. A lot of people wouldn't do that. A lot of people would just take that chance.
No, not me. I need permission for all my humor.
You have a blanket. You have a blanket permission if you're ever around me to drop your humor.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying it. I have been for a while.
Okay, I appreciate it. Because on the road, it sucks. I'll like tell people the premise, then I got to get permission to do the punch.
And often clubs will go, whatever, man. It's up to you. And then you kind of just move on. All right, forget it. I'll try a new premise.
I'll do like 12 to 13 premises in a row before anyone says okay.
I'd like to hear the back half of this.
You have a very promising setup there.
All right, Howard. Thanks for coming on, bud.
Oh, thank you so much, and have a summer, everybody. And I'm this shithead right here, and you shitheads, I all consider you now to also be summitologists.
All right, and shitheads, you heard it here. Have a summer. You are now summitologists.
Yeah, and so the tribes are united. Have a summer.
Have a summer, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.